The most famous results of the open access it for themselves. There are those who want to keep it. Information is power. There are those who want to access it for themselves. Information is power. There are those who want to read the most famous results of the most famous results of the world's entire scientific and journals, is power, published over centuries in the internet, under the best scenarios, their work is power. There are those who want to ensure that scientists do not sign their copyrights away, but like all power, there are those who want to ensure that scientists do not sign their work is power.
I would say that you are now on a place where we have borrowed something from you to protect you, and we have taken great pain to be sure that you are protected. We also need you to know that this place should not be disturbed. And we want you to know that this is not a place for you to live in. You should stay away from this place, and then you will be safe.
Is that the parts that aren't abstract, like the actual places where surveillance takes place, the kinds of images that you can even get are sort of limited, right? This is probably one of my favorite photos I've ever taken. It's at a park next to the NSA. It's like for famous fallen spy planes. And not only does it have a list of things you shouldn't take a picture of, it has a picture of the kind of picture you can't have. So not only does the NSA have really strict rules about what kinds of images can be put out about it. There's like that one famous stock photo, and then Palin made another one. They also have control over like an image that is like impossible to create.
Repository acts like a cocoon, if you like, or a Russian doll, where you have barriers which complement each other, so that if one barrier might fail, so other barriers still are able to mitigate all the consequences.
The final disposal facility will be constructed in stages and decommissioned in the 2100s.
When the entire tunnel is ready, a thick concrete closure is cast at the tunnel mouth.
Michael 123 said Mark Guest 3845 said we want you to know that this is not a place to live. Cat Dog 6 said live now.
La femme de l'anglo est une anglotte. La femme de l'amigo est une amigotte. Avec son pote, elle dansote. La chamotte est la femme du chameau. La crapote est la femelle du crapaud. Coucou.
Smell differently, and who can remember the embrace? places weren't this warm before. All of a sudden it's another cell. It's a different scene, it's a different mode of vision.
Stolen from beneath our feet. We became a diaspora, an unnamed nation of bastards. We channeled our roots to the pulse of light, deep within the galaxies of our minds. Our breath was the sky, our dreams were water. We claimed the wilderness, we recognized one another.
Jinging said okay checking. Am I supposed to be hearing gasping and terrible things FFFFFFFFFF said? Where is it? CatDog9 said absolutely. Guest 3845 said this bot is cray cray. Neralmax said bot am I a jinging said how does the bot work? Anonymous 67964 said Branko Bruka. CatDog9 said leaves are falling down. Neralmax said world the overtake will bot.
då kom några dit hårda.
Said Sandra Bot FFFFFFFS said yep guest 3845 said minute Sandra Anonymous 55434 said here the player Q's with teaser Anonymous 55434 said enjoying the last broadcast hooray guest 3845 said hello the player.
I'm gonna speak up about something. These aren't really my words. There are text-to-speech version of some screenshots from different platforms. I have found this curated thread on the account, Mohawk the Educator, on Instagram. This is not either my voice. But this is the message I want to give out.
You know, if a country has so many people in prison that allowing them to vote could swing an election, maybe there are too many people in prison.
You guys are dangerously close to realizing specifically what kinds of people they keep from voting and why.
I want to drill this into everybody's head. The United States of America has the highest prison population in the world. Black Americans and Latin people make up the majority of this population, many of whom are nonviolent offenders. Federal prisons in America require that their state keeps their prisons at a maximum occupancy, at all times.
The 13th Amendment to the United States Constitution abolished slavery and involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for a crime.
Oh, and we have privatized prisons, which allow companies to actually make money off of keeping people incarcerated.
The 13th Amendment did not entirely abolish slavery. Just one form of it. It remains legal through industrial prison.
Everyone, a government that denies its prisoners the right to vote is a government that now has an extremely vested interest in jailing its political opposition.
Thank you for coming to the little first class of Civics 101.
Here's what's really perverse. Prisoners who cannot vote still get counted in the US Census. The more prisoners a county has, the more representation it gets, even though the prisoners cannot vote. See how this works? The more black and brown people they lock up, the more government resources and political representation they get, even though those prisoners have no say and cannot vote. If County A has a population of 50 voters but no prisons, and County B has a population of 50 voters and 50 prisoners, the county with the prisoners gets more government funding and more political representation. This is sometimes called prison gerrymandering. Not so fun fact, southern states that reliably vote for Republicans also have the highest prison population in the United States. Source linked. So mass incarceration is a double whammy. It's both a form of voter suppression and a tool to strengthen white people's political power.
Voting rights for convicted felons in each of the 50 states as of December 2019.
Voting rights for convicted felons vary substantially from state to state. As of December 2019, in 47 states as well as Washington, D.C., convicted felons could not vote while incarcerated, but could regain the right to vote upon their release, or at some point thereafter. Highlights. In two states, Maine and Vermont, convicted felons retain the right to vote during incarceration. In one state, Iowa, convicted felons never regain the right to vote. 19 states restored voting rights to convicted felons upon completion of their entire sentences, including prison time, parole, and probation. In another 8 states, felons convicted of certain crimes never regained the right to vote. Generally, governors across the United States may exercise the executive authority to restore voting rights on an individual basis. For example, Iowa state policy does not provide for automatic or wide-ranging restoration of voting rights for convicted felons, hence its classification as a state in which convicted felons never regain the right to vote. However, Iowa's governor may, on an individual basis, restore voting rights to specific felons.
Comment section.
I was just speaking about this last night. This is what I came up with. This is what the Supreme Court needs to address, because of the 13th Amendment a lot of people can't vote. Now, this could change things drastically. Amendment 15. Section 1. The right of citizens of the United States to vote shall not be denied, or abridged by the United States, or by any state on account of race, color, or previous condition of servitude. Section 2. The Congress shall have power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. According to this, it's technically unconstitutional based on Section 1, but Section 2 leaves it open to interpretation.
Didn't even get into voting rights for immigrants, even ones with green cards.
That would take an amendment to the Constitution, unfortunately.
Right. I'm just saying, in addition to having a large population of felons who can't vote, we also have large populations of immigrants who can't vote, who are permanent residents, but not citizens. They also fill out the census.
I imagine the faces of these weird voices.
5, 4, 3, 4, 3, 10, 2, 9, 1, 8, 7, 6, 5, 3, 8, 2, 7, 1, 6, 5. 5, 4, 1.
Radio implicancies.
This requires focus. This requires undivided attention.
So let's begin.
You are exactly where you are right now. There is no proof of it except your own materiality. Do you feel it? The force of gravity composing your form. The upwardness of your spine, your limbs drawing lines in space surrounding you. What is the coldest area of your body? Where is the heaviest point of your body? Bring attention to your face. Picture your face in front of you. What do you see? What do you see? What do you see? What kind of emotion is perceivable? Look straight into your own eyes. What do you see? Of an oval window of an airplane. The soft edges below are the outlines of an unknown world. How far from it are you? How far does it seem to be? How much can you see? What do you recognize? What is the color of its atmosphere? What is the density of the air? If you are given a chance to jump straight in, would you do it? In the airplane are all the people you've ever met, looking at the same scenery. Each one sees a different landscape. The ones that you love and respect the most are sitting closest to you. They whisper their own memories to themselves, letting you hear. To peek in their mind, to be them. Their memories are not that different from your own. What brought you close together? What happens when a dream is so tightly connected to reality that the existence of both is questionable, and so are their differences? The airplane lands. You are back where you were. When you look around, nothing seems to have changed at all.
Max said, I feel it. Michael 123 said, you are where you are right now. CatDog 9 said, bots are focused. Said practicing bots every morning. CatDog 9 said affirmations. CatDog 9 said bots do yoga.
You know, one of the really remarkable things about our species is our capacity to create very diverse cultures. But all cultures are based on certain fundamental principles which are shared. And one of those fundamental principles is the principle of ownership. Ownership controls just about every aspect of our daily lives. The property that we can call ours, stuff we can do with it, give it away, sell it, where we can go, where we can't go. Ownership is really at the core of who we are.
Information.
A Banksy in a local demolition site, the local gallery went down and they removed it because they reckoned that maybe the builders wouldn't understand that this was a work of art. When the site owners learned that they'd done this, they sued the art gallery. Well, clearly Banksy had put the effort into making it, but he never turns up to claim ownership over his works of art. So who owned it? When you ignore the rules of ownership, then in many instances you're being antisocial and possibly even criminal. Criminal.
Copyright is an instrumentalist device designed to give an incentive to authors by rewarding them for the works that they create. Copyright, therefore, is based on economics, the death of copyright. Information does want to be free. Information wants to be expensive because it is so valuable, the death of copyright. Zeitgeist has responded. We can find many articles calling copyright the enemy of free expression. Digital parasites sucking the life out of culture. The death of copyright. The death of copyright. Information does want to be free.
Ugunham said more reverb. Guest 3845 said reverb is King Klitsch said after the harder.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 3, 2, 2, 1, 1. I am not sure, but let's just begin. Radio implicancies.